Chapter 2, Real Estate Day Trading, a business done entirely by phone, email, and internet. I like to make a little bit on a lot of properties. I call it stack them deep and sell them cheap. Day trading real estate is a strategy based on wholesaling property to other investors who are ready, willing, and able to buy from you at the right price so that they can make money on the property. Although, I also sell a lot to people who pay cash and will be moving into the property as well. Timeline for a typical deal. Day trading means that you buy and sell a house the same day. However, just as in day trading stocks, you have to do due diligence, research, and preparation before the big day when you close on the property and resell it in a few minutes or hours later. Typically, the whole process leading up to a day trade takes about 30 days. During that period, you locate a house you can make a big profit on and you want to buy. You negotiate with the seller or realtor and make a deal. Then you have 15 days for due diligence and title search. Then 15 more days to find a buyer before your big back-to-back double closing. The 10-step day trading process. Building a fully functioning day trading system is a 10-step process. You go from zero money and experience to a fully automated system to generate 1, 3, 5, 10 or more automatic $5,000 plus paydays a month. But it won't happen overnight. First, you have to build your system. Then you work the system to generate money. Then you completely automate and delegate all of the parts of the system. Keep in mind that the way I have designed the system, you can start small and work your way up to doing everything. In other words, you don't have to implement everything all at once. Step 1, define your target properties. Most novices spend too much time looking at properties that don't stand a chance of making money. In Chapter 3, I'm going to make it crystal clear exactly what kinds of houses you should target. You'll learn the sizes, types, and price ranges of these houses. And I'll warn you about the kinds of houses to stay away from. You can then approach the market with the confidence of knowing what you're looking for, what kinds of properties and what price ranges, locations, and conditions. Step 2, separate good deals from bad deals. Many beginners make deals by the seat of their pants. They are so eager to get started that they just jump in without knowing what they're doing. I call it the I gotta get a deal syndrome, which I'll explain in Chapter 15. Others recognize the dangers, get scared, procrastinate, and put off making offers. They're so afraid of failure that they stay safe by doing nothing. Or they spend so much time deliberating on each deal that by the time they make up their minds, it's too late and the deal has passed them by. Just remember, you can't steal in slow motion. Now, you know I don't literally mean steal, but be aware that if you can't make a fast decision, the deal will be gone before you know it. Many real estate investors are slow to act because of the fear of rejection or fear of having their offers turned down. So they are timid during negotiations. As a result, sellers and buyers don't believe them because they don't talk or act with conviction. In real estate day trading, you need to make fast, confident offers that carry weight with your sellers. That way, you can stand out from the crowd and be respected as someone who can follow through, someone who can make offers and close deals. In Chapter 4, I'll teach you my secret formula for making lots of offers quickly and safely, my instant property analysis. Using this technique, you'll be able to make offers on houses during the first phone call with sellers safely and with confidence. Step 3. Build a database of motivated buyers. In day trading, you need to close fast. Therefore, you need motivated buyers in place before you start. That way, when you have a house to sell, all you need to do is announce it and let them come to you with contracts. Once you've established a database of buyers, you don't have to chase buyers. When you have something to sell, they come to you. You don't have time to scramble around looking for buyers at the last minute. You need a database of motivated buyers who are ready, willing, and pre-qualified to buy houses from you. In Chapter 5, you'll learn how to use the latest internet technology to create an online database of motivated buyers. You'll learn how to use the latest strategies in online marketing, social networking, and online prospecting. And I promise that no matter what computer skills you are lacking, you can do it. I've also included some of the most powerful offline methods for finding buyers as well. Step number 4, create an influx of motivated sellers. The next step, explained in Chapter 6, is to create a swarm of motivated sellers who want to sell their houses to you at sharply discounted prices. You'll learn dozens of online and offline methods to find distressed sellers. Most important, I'll teach you how to automate this whole process so that once it's set up and running, all you need to do is keep it going regardless of what the market conditions are. This guarantees you a steady flow of houses on which to get contracts and offer to the folks in your motivated buyers database. Step number 5, put a reliable source of funding in place. As a real estate day trader, there are many ways to close deals with no money or credit. But many times, you'll need to fund a deal for 24 hours. I'm not talking about investing money in the traditional sense, where money is tied up for many months or even years. What I'm talking about is what I call day funding, the overnight borrowing of enough money to close the deal. In Chapter 7, you'll learn how to access some of the cheapest money on the planet. You'll be surprised at how much money you can raise quickly online, and you'll learn how to find private investors or day funders who will fund one-day deals for a small fee. Remember, you need to do this before you close on any deal. In fact, you should make sure your funding is in place before you make your first offer. Chapter 7 explains how. Step 6, build your dream team of trained professionals. To streamline your system and sell houses fast, you need trained professionals as part of your day trading system. Chapter 8 tells you how to use the internet and social networking to find the right professionals to add to your dream team and how to screen them for competence, efficiency, and reliability. Step 7, prepare your buying and selling contracts. In Chapter 9, you'll learn all about the paperwork necessary to buy and sell properties in one day. The contracts are simple, but the clauses are important. You'll learn about important must-have clauses that you need in your contracts to protect yourself. Without these clauses, real estate day trading will not work. Be sure to prepare all your contracts before you start day trading. It's not that hard to do, but it's a very important step. Step number 8, start day trading. Now you're ready to make money. When you reach this step, your system is complete and you can start day trading and start making those $5,000 plus paydays. In Chapter 10, you'll learn how to make offers and negotiate deals. You'll learn what to say to realtors and what to say to owners, sellers. In Chapter 11, you'll learn how to verify and certify your deal by getting a title search, performing your due diligence. In Chapter 12, you'll learn how to advertise your house to motivated buyers in your database. And in Chapter 13, you'll learn the procedure for closing the deal with the assistance of your real estate attorney or title company. Step 9, use advanced techniques to create a buying frenzy. Once you're an experienced real estate day trader, you can start implementing advanced techniques to start a buying frenzy among your buyers. It all has to do with a whisper campaign and a short list of super motivated, pre-qualified buyers. Think about this. I don't always have to sell my houses anymore because I have buyers lined up to buy them. Do you see the difference? I will also show you how to create a VIP buyers list using these techniques. I can have buyers begging me to sell them my houses. I'll share all of my secrets with you in Chapter 12. Step number 10, take yourself out of the loop. In Chapter 14, you'll find out how to automate and delegate 92% of the work, leaving you almost completely out of the day-to-day buying and selling. Everyone else does the work, but you maintain complete control and must approve every deal. You will learn how to use virtual assistants for routine tasks and commission-based property acquisition managers to make offers, negotiate deals, and sell houses for you. After completing this step, you will have a business that's based on a system, not on you. Once it's fully implemented, you will no longer be needed in the day-to-day operations. Yet, you will still buy and sell 5 or 10 or more houses every month. That is the fulfillment of what Michael Gerber defined as an e-myth company applied to real estate. So there you have it, the whole plan. You need to line up your motivated buyers, funding, contracts, team of professionals, and system for finding motivated sellers in advance. You need to know how to approach buyers, sellers, private investors, and professionals who work with you, what you say, and how you are going to gain their trust and confidence. You need a good follow-up system to keep in touch with your buyers, sellers, and success team. Once you have all the pieces in place, you'll be able to go out and make offers with power and confidence. After you do this for a while, your reputation will grow and good deals will start coming to you. What you need to get started? You need very little to start a real estate day trading business. You don't need an elaborate office full of paid staff. All you need is a computer, internet access, and a phone. You'll also need the following services: answering service or call capture, autoresponder, CRM, which is customer relationship manager software, and a website. And you need to allocate time to set up your day trading system, about 2 hours a day for 30 days, and you should have everything in place. Remember, it's a numbers game. If you make 10 offers a week, 40 a month, you should close about 1 or 2 deals per month and make $5,000 or more per deal. Remember, you may get better results or you may have to make a lot of offers depending on the market conditions where you are day trading. After you have it up and running for a while, you can hire virtual assistants to do all of the online searching for you and bring you the names of motivated sellers that fit your criteria. Then you'll only need to spend about 2 hours a week making offers, and you'll still close 1 or 2 deals a month and make $5,000 to $10,000 per month. If you want to make more money, then simply make more offers. Then, when you're ready, you can use commissioned property acquisition managers to triple those numbers without any additional hours or work on your part. Then we're talking about 3 to 6 deals a month and $15,000 to $30,000 in income. Is this business exciting or what? But remember, these numbers are extremely conservative. In calculating the money you'll make, I talked about a $5,000 payday. But in actuality, my paydays are often much larger than that. I usually make a minimum of 10% per deal. For example, if you sell a house with a $50,000 after repaired value, you'll make $5,000. But if you sell a house with a $100,000 after repaired value, you'll get about $10,000 on the deal. The higher the after repaired value, the more money you should make. So your monthly income could be much higher than the $15,000 to $30,000 shown in the previous paragraph. Having said this, I do like the lower priced properties better. You may make less money on them, but there are more buyers that can buy a $50,000 house and pay cash than there are buyers that can pay $100,000 cash. Of course, you've got to put out some effort to make this work. And I know this might be a little uncomfortable at first, but let me let you in on a little secret. There is no growth in the comfort zone. Every level of income requires a different you. I am not the same person I was when I first got started, and neither will you be after you learn and implement these strategies. Do you think it's an accident that you're reading this book today? I think everything happens for a reason. I can't tell you how many calls and emails I get from excited students telling me they have been hoping and praying for something just like this. See, your mind and your money go together. Your money is a reflection of your mind. Now let's get started building your real estate day trading system.